But I want to ask you to do one final thing, and that is to pray for yourselves. I must pray for myself. You see, brothers and sisters, we're not in this church today simply to honor our brother. You are in this church today because God called you here. And God has something to say to you as well. And what is that that God needs to teach you? And Henry is our teacher too. And it is simply this truth. And I'm going to take all the varnish off of it, and I'm just going to say it plain. You are going to die. I am going to die. You are going to die. What are you and I doing to get ready to meet God? That's an important question that we have to answer in this church. There's an old spiritual that says, same train, came for our brother, same train, be back tomorrow, same train. What are you doing? What am I doing? Every now and then people say to me, well, Father, you should just be nice and kind at funerals and just say nice things and console. But I was not born yesterday, and I realize that there are many of you in this church today that I will never see except at occasions like this, where a friend or a family member of yours has died. Too many people today are not coming to God's house. And so I need to speak to you while I have you. And again, I exhort you to be ready to meet God. There are just simply too many people today. And if what I'm about to say doesn't apply to you, let it pass over you or tell it to somebody else. I know many of you in this church today are faithful to God's house every Sunday and you're serious about your spiritual life. But too many people are not. They are not praying. They're just goofing off, laughing their way through life like everything's a big joke. They don't pray. They don't trust God. They're not in church on Sunday. They're in serious mortal sin. And they think they're going to be ready to meet God. And it does not work that way. We've got to be ready to meet God. I exhort you, as I exhort myself, to take an opportunity like this and to ask, where am I in my spiritual journey? Am I serious about praying every day? Church, if you're not praying, you're not going to make it. The Lord says that we need to pray lest we give way to temptation. Pray every day. Don't miss an opportunity. Be in church every Sunday. Some people say to me, well, God doesn't care if I'm in church on Sunday. Well, I'm sorry. He put it in the Ten Commandments. Keep holy the Sabbath. And you know in your heart, you can't keep holy the Sabbath by sleeping in on Sunday or doing something else. I am aware that there are some who have terrible work schedules. But even there, try to get to church another day. But keep holy the Sabbath, and most of us here can do it. And the Lord is simply not playing around. He says, keep holy the Sabbath. We've got to come to God's house. Some people say, well, I don't get anything out of it, or the sermon is boring, or, but brothers and sisters, it's not about you. That is not why we go to church on Sunday. We go because God is worthy of our praise, that he deserves the first hours of every week from us, that we ought to praise him. I see some heads nodding. I see some amens. God is worthy of our praise. But nevertheless, we do get something out of every Mass. God's word is preached to us. We gather as a community to pray and to worship him. And when the praises goes up, go up, the blessings come down. And likewise, those of us who are Catholic, we know we have to receive Holy Communion. And Jesus warns, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Now, Henry was faithful to the Eucharist. And the Lord made him a promise that if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, I will raise you on the last day. Hallelujah. For those of us who stay away from God's table, there is only this warning. You have no life in you. Look it up. John 6 and verse 53. I beg you, get to God's house on Sunday. So prayer, Sunday worship. We've also got to read scripture every day. There is just too much stinking thinking out there. Our minds become so easily corrupted by a world gone mad. We've got to have the antidote of God's Word. I beg you, pray the Scriptures every day. Certainly, getting to Mass, getting to church on Sunday will also help in that regard. And finally, repent. Repent of those sins in your life, especially the serious ones. There are some people today struggling with very serious sin. And if there's anyone in this church that is locked in what they know is serious sin, I beg you, get on your knees and ask God's mercy. Ask His grace. Do not delay your conversion. You may not know how to stop what you are doing. Just get on your knees and say, Lord, I don't know how to stop. But get on your knees and say, I want to repent. Give me the grace. But do not go on calling good what God calls sinful. We've got to repent while there's still time. Follow Henry's example. I don't say that Henry was perfect. We all know he was not. But Henry tried. He got on his knees. He came to this church each Sunday. He received Holy Communion. I know the Lord will have mercy, and whatever imperfections he brought to his grave with him, God will take care of him. God will wipe those tears from his eyes. We entrust him now to God's care. But Henry wanted to know the Lord's will, and he tried to do it as best he can. So, brothers and sisters, I have finally this to say to you today. We've prayed for our brother Henry. We've prayed and worshiped God and thanked God for the great gift that Henry surely was to all of us. We all know that. But brothers and sisters, do not miss this chance to pray for yourselves, as I must pray for myself. And if what I have said doesn't largely apply, I hope you'll share it with someone to whom it does apply. But all of us need to renew our commitment to Jesus Christ somehow today. None of us walk our Christian path perfectly. I am first among all of us in this church to admit that. We all struggle. Maybe not with the really big things, the obvious things, but there are plenty of things that we know need attention. Renew your commitment to Christ if you've already committed to follow Him. But if you have not, or if you're locked in serious sin and you've turned away from Christ, remember, you're going to die. Henry's our teacher. God is our teacher. Get ready to meet God. I'll just conclude with an old hymn that says, time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to His hand, the refrain says. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen.